if you get this covered correctly, and this is not just in retirement, this is building up to retirement. Mm-hmm. That's why some of the things that we implement for people when they're getting ready for retirement, it can make a difference where literally you can retire 1, 2, 3 years earlier. And so we don't want to be overwhelming, but that's why if you aren't confident in doing this yourself, you want to make sure you work with a planner who will help you figure these things out, because it can make a world of difference.
It's often the little things, small behaviors, that can change our lives. That's the power of a financial edge. I'm Ed Meek. I'm a financial advisor with a passion to help you retire early, save more, and live better. Welcome to Ed's Edge, the podcast to help you live the life you've always wanted.
This is the tale of two stories. Not like different stories, but two stories. So I'm in college. I've mentioned this before. I grew up taking up golf, and my primary job until I got into college, and even when I was in college, was caddying and working at golf courses. And there was this couple that I worked at this golf course in St. Charles called Royal Fox. It was like open in 1989, right when I was in the middle of college. And these new members started joining, and this one new couple started joining, and it was this man and woman, and he was a trader on the options trading exchange down in Chicago. Back then, there weren't computers, so people were basically able to make money by being really smart and fast mathematically.
Use all the math on the CBOE, they called it. Yeah.
This guy was like crazy good at math. Like, he taught college math when he was 20 years old. So he had an edge.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, he was a regular dude who like loved making money by working at Kane County fair, you know, he'd sell things, and he taught college math. And then all of a sudden, some guy figured out that he's really good at math. So he started trading down there, and he started doing incredible. So the guy said, let's start a company. And he trained a bunch of people. And at age like 48, 49, he sold his share out and retired like early.
Cashed out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he actually, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in your future, but he passed away during COVID, unfortunately. But he was able to enjoy retirement for like 30 plus years. And so my guess is he thought he was going to have 40 or 50 because his mom lived a really long time into her 90s. Other story, I meet this couple like right when I'm starting the company. It was like right before I started the company, and they ended up following me. And this couple ended up coming into me, sitting down, they referred to me, and they say, we just want to retire as soon as possible. Both of us have bad health, and both of us know that we're not going to live a long time. And I would be like, hey, let's plan to like 95 or 100. They'd be like, no way, I'm never going to live that long. And they're like 80 tops, maybe 75. And I was like, whoa, you know, I never thought anybody would say that to me. Nobody's ever said that to me since. But they knew they needed to and wanted to. And sure enough, unfortunately, he did pass away about 7 or 8 years into retirement. And thank God that they did, you know, retire a little bit earlier. So why am I telling these stories? It's because everybody's situation is different. Everybody has different dollar amounts. Not everybody we know wants to retire early, but I would say a majority of people want to retire when they can and enjoy retirement.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's why we have this title of Can I Retire Early? And we wanted to talk about that today and explain some of the similarities about retiring at any point in time, but also the differences if you choose to retire before, you know, normal retirement age, which we're in today's podcast, we're going to use the age 65 is the where most people start thinking and beginning aggressive.
Like
about retirement.
That's like the most popular target age, right? And yeah. It kind of lines up with a variety of things like Medicare and sometimes Social Security around there.
Exactly. Exactly. But what we want to discuss is what if you want to retire before that and perhaps in your 50s or potentially even in your late 40s, early 40s, if all goes well for you quickly. So
the way that you're going to get there is why do we do what we do? Like what's in our what's behind our name? What's that little title behind our name?
Certified Financial Planner.
Right. And the key word there is planner. And so I'm going to read a quote. It's by Ben Franklin. Failing to plan is planning to fail.
Yeah. Planning is so, so important. I want to take a quick trip down memory lane talking about the ability to retire early, unlike what most people experienced in the past. So going way back to the 1800s, most people just worked until they couldn't work anymore and then they passed away. Then some changes came into place and Social Security was enacted right after the Great Depression. And Social Security was enough at that time because, again, the lifespan of people wasn't as long and the income needs weren't as extravagant as they are today. And then pensions came into place. And pensions plus Social Security for most, you work for a company 30, 35 years, you had to wait until a certain period of time, but then you received a pension payout for life. And some of that still exists in pensions, but it's much more rare than it was in the past. And so the responsibility is on the individual more often than not in your situation, but the opportunity is there for you as well. And that's what's exciting for us when we talk to people and see, you know, you can do this earlier because of the ability you've planned early on. Let's make sure we have a good game plan at retirement, not just getting there.
Right. The game plan is the key to that. One more quote before we dive in. A man who does not plan long ahead will find trouble at his door.
Mm.
Confucius. I think both quotes, if you can keep those in mind, planning is the key. A good game plan is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. There's a couple differences in this game plan if you decide to retire early. And that's what we wanted to hit home in the next couple of minutes here. But it stems from there are these levers that we can pull to make sure that we are in a good spot financially. Levers being investment levers, levers being tax levers, things of that nature that we're going to talk about. And the way I think about it with all of my personal past is in the game of chess. What pieces can we move in the board to make sure that we win that game? There's a lot of moving parts. Things rely on each other. That's the same way with all these financial planning topics. And that's where we see most people fall short, is they look at only one of them. I want to earn X rate of return. I want to take that amount percent out and I'm good.
Or they, you know, the big question, the most common question I get with people who just randomly ask me questions when they know what I do is, can I retire now? Can I retire at 60? Can I retire at 65? Or if I have $1 million, can I retire?
Yeah.
And I always joke with them a little bit and I go, yes, you can. And they're like,
right.
What? How do you know? And I'm like, well, it depends.
It's right? A trade-off if you want to do that.
If you got $1 million, you retire and you're 35 years old, you're going to get a tiny little bit of Social Security and you're going to have to live on this, right? But if you have this, and so all of these levers we're going to talk about is what affects that question.
Yeah. One of my favorite statements to kick things off and then we'll get into it is, you do not retire on a nest egg. You retire on the income that that nest egg produces for you in addition to all the other income sources you might have. So that's a different frame of mind. Mm-hmm. It's an income stream. This is an income game now, no longer a growth game in building up that nest egg. So the first lever we want to talk about is your lifestyle. And this is where you want to have some pretty detailed conversations with the spouse if you're married. But what are you going to be doing in retirement? Are you going to be traveling? Are you going to be moving around different states to be with family? Are you going to be volunteering, maybe a part-time job? What other aspects of your life do you want to make sure you have covered to have a fulfilling retirement?
Yeah, I mean, just two recent ones that I've had when I've been working with people figuring this out is one gentleman within the last year, he's a little younger than me, early 50s, has Parkinson's. Now, it's not affecting him, and he knows eventually it will affect him. You know, in his mind, he had thought, man, I don't even think about this. You know, I love what I do. Well, everything changes, right? Because he's going to have this window, hopefully a long window, but a window where he's still going to be healthy enough he can enjoy. So that's very different. We get curveballs, and that's why we have to game plan even early on. Because these levers, sometimes we can control and sometimes we can. And another one is someone that you and I just talked to recently, a new client we have, who's near retirement. Her goal are two things. spend as much time with their daughters, take them to nice places, enjoy it, and travel the world as much as she possibly can until she wears out.
Yep.
And so our goal will be to have her game plan, figuring out how can we maximize that.
Yeah, travel expenses is going to be a big part of her budget. And one final item on this lifestyle component is you do want to account for room for error, because let's be honest, life isn't perfect. And every year we spend the exact same amount. And there are costs that come up every couple of years, maybe every 10 years or so, new cars, grandkids mm-hmm. are born. You want a gift to them. We want to account for all these future things. But also, you know, early on in retirement, especially if you're retiring in your 50s, odds are you're going to want to enjoy for a period of time through traveling, through until you're no longer able to do that. And so we typically budget for more expenses early on in retirement and then wean that off within those buckets because of the inability to experience that much, much later in life.
Right, right. The second one is income, which is, it's kind of the lifeblood of, you know, to be able to enjoy retirement the way you want. And it's not super simple where you just all of a sudden start taking income. In fact, this is one of the anxieties that people will have.
Where's it going
to
come from?
That's right. They're so used to getting paid from their employer or themselves and their business or whatever the case may be. And now they're like kind of have some apprehension like, man, this is going to be weird because it's going to affect, I'm not going to see my portfolio continuing to grow. So that's one thing. But another thing is you had mentioned Social Security. Some people are fortunate enough to get a pension, teachers, whatever the case may be. We need to figure out, all right, we're getting income from all these different sources.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we're going to get certain income at certain times, like Social Security. It could be between 62 and 70. So we have to take into account, we might need more income initially if we're retiring early from your investments and then less income later. So all of those things and how taxes affect those things are super important because you care about spending X every year, just like you said, and every certain amount of years to take vacations or buy a car or whatever the case may be. We need to take all of those things into account because it's not a linear, straight, easy thing to figure out. So that's why Social Security is such an important thing to wait and take if you can, unless you don't have great health. Then you might want to take it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got lifestyle, which dictates expenses. And this isn't a 1 year expense game plan. This is a 40, 50 year potentially game plan if you're retiring early. But and then where are we getting that income from to support that? And where are we taking it from? Which accounts? How does it look, et cetera? How do we make sure that we can get both those components right? Well, much of it has to do with the investment strategy. And this is where some people fall short as well, as they look at, okay, I was in growth mode for 30 years and I'm building up and I invested a lot of my money in the stock market. And, you know, we know the stock market does well over time. It's a very different game when you're taking money from this nest egg. You want to make sure you have the right balance of safer investments to ride out the wave with growth oriented investments for later on in your life to keep up with inflation and then some. And so the number one risk people run into is something called a sequence of returns risk. You can look it up. I've talked about it in other podcasts, but that's where people, it's too much volatility early on and they run the risk of running out.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's a timing thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If things happen to go awry, right, when you retire mm-hmm. and you have too much in stocks and they get waylaid, it will affect you and how much you can spend the rest of your life because you don't want, especially if we get a big drawdown for a while, right? We've been lucky. We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
So we need to plan for something like that. And if things are great for a while, then you're in great shape. You can probably take more income. We'd rather know what's the minimal amount.
Yeah.
And how your investments are set up are huge.
Yeah. Consistency in that performance is so much more important than a high performing yet volatile investment. You will have more money over the course of your retirement life if your investment returns are more consistent, yet still earning a good return for you.
Mm-hmm. So the third one is, this one's huge. And when we all know, it's just talked about all the time, is healthcare, mm-hmm. right? It's talked about because while we can get good healthcare, it's very expensive. It's expensive while you're getting ready for retirement. And that's even expensive when you get into retirement. We need the Medicare supplement in order to have good health care. We have to take these things into account. Sometimes if you retire early, Medicare starts at 65. So we'll have people who sometimes, this happens, sometimes they'll come and be like, yeah, I'm 60, I'm 61, I'm 62. I'm going to work till 65 because, you know, I don't have to pay for the healthcare. It's right. really, really expensive. And we're like, sometimes you and I both do this. We'll be like, we kind of know what they want to live off of and we can do the math in our mind. We're like, you can retire.
It is expensive.
But right, exactly. You can retire sometimes by just set aside some of this money and put it in a little, we'll call it a healthcare bucket.
Yeah.
And you use that to pay for your healthcare premiums. And we'll show you that you actually still have enough and you'll be able to retire. So don't let the tail wag the dog when it comes to healthcare. That's not always the case. That is a huge one to take into account. Don't wait just for that reason. And then another huge one is it's the later on in life. It's the you don't know what's going to happen. And we've all seen it. And I'm experiencing it with me and my friends is all of our parents are in those late 70s, 80s. And all of a sudden, they start needing more and more care. That's the one fly in the ointment I keep talking about, that if you don't prepare for those potentially major, major expenses, and that's why we think long-term care, if appropriate, in the right situations, that kind of insurance can take care of a retirement plan in a way that nothing else can.
If that's of interest to you, we did record a podcast with a long-term care expert discussing all the inner workings of that. So yes, very, very important topic to consider much later in life during your retirement years. Last but certainly not least, as we're talking through all these pieces to the puzzle, right? All these levers you want to make sure you got covered is taxes. We talked a little bit about it before, but one item I've noticed over the years is, you know, we're so used to we earn a W-2 salary and the taxes are taken out and then we give the W-2 plus any investment income to our accountant. The accountant runs the numbers and says, okay, you either get a little money back or you owe a little bit. And that's all we know about with taxes. When you retire and you no longer have that earned income, the tax game changes. Much of it is really good because you have options on taxes now. But you want to make sure you understand the basic differences. For example, you retire at 57 years old and you have enough money in a taxable account, not the retirement accounts. You do not want to take money out of your traditional IRA if you can help it, if you're 57, because you'll get penalized 10% on top of taxes. That's not a good strategy to do. But you have taxable money and you're starting to take money from that instead. Yes, your take-home pay, you're going to feel the same way. It's going to replace that income. The taxable income is going to be very different because now you're selling a position, realizing gains, hopefully, and taking that money. And so you're only taxed on the gains, and often that's at 15%. But there's no withholding on that. The IRS isn't touching any of that taxes. So you want to make sure you account for that. You might need to pay what's called estimated taxes and run those calculations so Uncle Sam doesn't come after you. So that's one of a couple examples that we wanted to share with you to make sure you have the tax game plan covered.
If you get this covered correctly, and this is not just in retirement, this is building up to retirement. Mm-hmm. That's why some of the things that we implement for people when they're getting ready for retirement, it can make a difference where literally you can retire 1, 2, 3 years earlier. If we get the tax game right, even if the investments returns are about the same, it's huge. It's huge along the way. And it's huge when you take a distribution on it. You mentioned a lot of different things. And so we don't want to be overwhelming, but that's why if you aren't confident in doing this yourself, you want to make sure you work with a planner who will help you figure these things out because it can make a world of difference.
Yeah, which all stems back to the literally million-dollar question of can I retire early? And the deeper question is live the life I want to live and never have to worry about my money.
And the answer is yes. But we got to figure out the levers.
That's right. That's right. Good. All right. Hopefully you found that helpful. Let's shift over to Ed's food for thought.
All right.
What do you have on the docket today?
You know, I've got a restaurant today. Sometimes when I have these restaurants, you know, people, you know, I mean, we've got people in Russia listening. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We don't have very many international listeners, but we have people across the country that listen.
That's
and so sometimes I feel a little bad, you know, when I do a local restaurant just because, you know, some people can't partake.
You're shifting gears here. I love it.
Yeah. So my wife and I decided we're going to start going out to eat, just her and I, date night, Wednesday nights. So a couple weeks ago, we did our first one. And I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm 55, almost 56. And at my 50th birthday party, you know, people weren't supposed to bring, you know, gifts, but they always do, right? So they bring this one couple, Catherine and Richard. Really sorry it took me this long, but I got a nice gift card from this restaurant.
And Five years ago?
It's almost six. Okay. So I have this little thing in my desk at home that has like
all these. It didn't expire, huh?
It has all these gift cards in it. Like a few of them were from that night. And then, you know, we get them from time to time. And so I was like, we got it. So I booked up. It's called Redstone American Grill. It's in Oak Brook Terrace. Mm. And I didn't realize this, but they're actually a chain. And it's American food, specialized in like steak, seafood. And we went there, her and I, and she said, now she's a bit of an exaggerator. At the time, she really believes this. She said, I think this might be the best meal I've ever had. Now, I might disagree. I do believe it was up there, but it's hard for me to say I have the best meal ever. But we usually get two things and share it. We got a chicken dish and we got a ribeye steak, and it was awesome. And they had great dessert afterwards. So I suggest Redstone American Grill if you're in Illinois. Then I read real quickly. They're in Minnesota, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. So if you're anywhere in those parts of the country, I suggest Redstone.
Well, despite the exaggeration, sounds like that's a pretty high praise given the fact I'm guessing she's eaten some of your cooked food and she still said that is the best meal she's ever had.
It did hurt my feelings a little bit. I cried, but I got over it.
Good. Well, go check out Redstone. We'll post it on the show notes. Otherwise, thanks everyone for watching.
Thanks.
Talk to you next time.
This podcast represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time, should not be relied upon as investment advice, and is not intended to predict or depict performance of any investment. Any specific recommendations or comparisons that are made as to particular securities or strategies are for illustrative purposes only and are not meant as investment advice for any viewer.